And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. A passenger in a vehicle driven by a Washington State man suffered just minor injuries during a two-vehicle accident Sunday evening on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 2005 Dodge Caravan driven by 23-year-old Joseph Gregerson of Des Moines rear-ended a 2009 Honda Civic driven by 46-year-old Jerry Hagerstrom of Edmonds, Washington. A passenger on the Honda, 31-year-old Melissa Hagerstrom, also of Edmonds, Washington, suffered minor injuries but was treated at the scene by a medevac ambulance crew and did not require transport to the hospital. That accident happened around 6:20 p.m. Sunday as both vehicles were traveling east on I-80, about a mile west of the Elkhorn or Highway 173 exit. The patrol's report did not indicate if any citations were issued. News time is 7:07.
Pardon our mess. We're working hard and making some changes, all in order to serve you better. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. If you've been by lately, you've seen that we've cleared out a portion of the store and the remodeling process is underway. We'll be expanding our pharmacy area to bring you even more options for healthier living. And we're revamping our cellular phone and photo area as well. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. Keep up with our progress on Facebook.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
At least five hunters were wounded during separate shooting incidents during the second day of the shotgun deer hunting season in Iowa. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say a Red Oak man was injured Sunday morning while deer hunting west of Indianola. 58-year-old Miles Sagan was hit in the shoulder and upper chest area by a deer slug fired at a running deer by someone else in his nine-member hunting party. At around 8:30 a.m. Sunday, dense fog in the area is believed to have played a role in that incident. A Halber woman was injured during another hunting accident in Crawford County. 32-year-old Stacy Marie Wiltfang was hunting with another person north of Arion at around 3 p.m. Sunday. While she was sitting, a bullet from a high-powered, small-caliber rifle penetrated her boot but did not penetrate her foot. She was treated and released at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital in Denison. A Cedar Rapids man was injured Sunday afternoon after his gun discharged while deer hunting near Victor in Iowa County. 46-year-old Stephen Thompson was hunting about 2 miles east of Victor on Sunday afternoon when his shotgun accidentally fired, striking one of his big toes. He was treated in Marengo and then taken to university hospitals and clinics in Iowa City. A rural Mason City man was hospitalized Sunday after sustaining a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the foot while deer hunting Sunday afternoon. 29-year-old Jeffrey Esser was wounded at around 4 p.m. while hunting in heavy brush southeast of Nora Springs in Floyd County. The DNR said Esser's 12-gauge shotgun accidentally fired, hitting him in the right foot. He was taken to North Iowa Mercy Medical Center in Mason City, where he underwent surgery Sunday evening. And 48-year-old Clint Morgan of Saucier, Mississippi, was wounded around noon Sunday. Morgan was struck in the elbow by a slug fired by another member of his seven-member hunting party. Morgan was taken to a Des Moines hospital for treatment. The incident happened in Monroe County, southwest of Blakesburg. Each of the incidents are under investigation. The DNR has estimated more than 100,000 hunters took to the fields in pursuit of deer this weekend. So far this year, there have been at least 11 personal injury hunting-related incidents that have been reported to the DNR. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer Sunday said deputies from his county arrested a Shenandoah man Saturday afternoon. 43-year-old Thomas Duane Ayers was arrested for allegedly being a felon in possession of a firearm, a Class D felony offense. Sheriff's deputies, with the assistance of officers with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, took Ayers into custody around 4:30 p.m. Saturday. He was transported to the Page County Sheriff's Office, where he later posted bond and was released. A court date has not yet been set. Authorities in Adams County say a Council Bluffs man was arrested Saturday evening on an assault charge. According to the Sheriff's Department, 22-year-old Gary Blakeman was arrested following an investigation into a report someone had become combative and allegedly assaulted an individual. The victim suffered minor injuries during the incident. Blakeman was subsequently arrested at around 6:15 p.m. and brought to the Adams County Jail, where he was being held on a charge of simple assault. His bond was set at $300. And one person was sent to the hospital following a single vehicle accident Saturday evening south of Elkhorn in Shelby County. The Iowa State Patrol reported 56-year-old Janet Snyder of Elkhorn was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic by Elkhorn Rescue following the accident, which happened around 5:15 p.m. Saturday on Highway 173, just north of Interstate 80. The patrol says, according to witnesses, Snyder's 2002 Ford Explorer left the road slowly just past a residence at 146 State Highway 173 and continued well into a cornfield before coming to rest. Officials say it appeared the incident occurred when Snyder suffered from some sort of a medical condition. News time is 7:12.
Pardon our mess. We're working hard and making some changes, all in order to serve you better. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. If you've been by lately, you've seen that we've cleared out a portion of the store and the remodeling process is underway. We'll be expanding our pharmacy area to bring you even more options for healthier living. And we're revamping our cellular phone and photo area as well. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. Keep up with our progress on Facebook.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
In our funeral announcements, Virginia Cultwriter, age 93, of Casey, died Thursday. Funeral services for Virginia Cultwriter will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Funeral Home in Stewart. Kathy Leisted, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Friday. Funeral services for Kathy Leisted will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Margaret Wells, age 59, of Earlham, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Margaret Wells will be held today at 11 o'clock in the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. William Bill Miller, age 76, of Manila, died Thursday. Funeral services for Bill Miller will be today at 4:30 at the IKM Middle School Gymnasium in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Austin Weiss, age 12, of Exira, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Austin Weiss will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, at the Adair Casey High School in rural Adair. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Dennis Lee Collins, age 50, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dennis Collins will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Larry Keister, age 54, of Harlan, died Saturday. A prayer service for Larry Keister will be on Wednesday at 4 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. No other services are planned. Daniel Lee Weiss, age 50, of Walnut, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Daniel Weiss will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Walnut American Legion Hall in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Josephine Fagan, age 84, of Panora, died Saturday. No services are planned for Josephine Fagan. Burial of her remains will be at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. That's batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.